This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio, 1384. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, above all, shortwave broadcasting. On this edition, recorded November 28th, Mexicans, Ecuadorian, and Equatorial Guineans reactivated on shortwave. Broadcast to hotspots of Ethiopia and Sudan. Strange new station from Germany. Pori, Finland shortwave resumed. Pridnestrovia again to North America, including English. Southeast Asian news, mystery language from WHRA, and the propagation outlook. Scattered reports are coming in of reactivation of XERTA Mexico City 4810.1. In the National Flash Sheet, Rich D'Angelo reported back on November 12th at 0435. Weak signal, only audible in LSB with growling hash on a channel and CODAR interference to contend with, he says, awful reception. That was the first report I'd seen of it being reactivated after 2 or 3 months off the air, supposedly to replace their antenna. But I didn't see any further reports of it, and I so far have been unable to hear it, or at least to separate it from all the interference. Then there was one more report by Bob Wilkner in Florida via Japan Premium on November 16th at midnight 30, also with poor audio and very poor reception in the morning as well at 10:30 to 1100. But of far more interest is the return of XEXQ, Radio Universidad de San Luis Potosí on 6045. I had last heard it on August 3rd. But on November 23rd, I detected the telltale subaudible heterodyne mixing with KBS World Radio via Sackville in Spanish on 6045 until 0629. When that went off, the carrier remained, but at that time there was no modulation. But a few hours later, classical music again being heard on 6045, which had to be XEXQ, and indeed we had an ID from them at 1359. I heard later from Jerry Linneman in Waco, Texas. He'd heard them the previous evening at 0330 UT when they were already playing classical music. There is often adjacent or co-channel interference, but since they're operating a long schedule, supposedly from 1300 until 0500, there are many opportunities to hear XEXQ. Julian Santiago Diaz de Bonilla in the Federal District has also been keeping up with his station, and he said they had a better signal than ever, and he's been in direct contact with the director of XEXQ. She says they have a new transmitter made in Chile with a capacity of 1 kilowatt, although in their first test they were only running 250 watts, the same as the old transmitter. They're using an inverted V antenna, a little more than 12 meters on a side, aligned north-south. By the way, they also have new transmitters for medium wave 1190. That's a change from 1460, but they've actually been on that frequency for 2 years, and on FM 88.5, another new transmitter. 6045 was missing again over the weekend after their initial testing, but back on the air from Tuesday, November 27th. And we hope they're back to stay. If you're not too far from SLP, you might be able to hear them in the daytime, or at least before sunset and after sunrise, when there may be less interference on the frequency. I can't help but notice that 3 of the 5 more or less active Mexican shortwave stations now are cultural, and they play a lot of classical music, something that would be unthinkable north of the border. The other two also have rather significant interference problems because they are assigned to a single frequency and have to take whatever comes along. Radio Educación, Mexico City on 6185, and Radio UNAM, XEYU in Mexico City. Its frequency has been varying slightly. Liz Cameron measured it at 2208 November 26th on 9599.25, while Brian Alexander in Pennsylvania had it on 9599.29 November 23rd around 0800. And in between, Ron Howard in California measured it at 9599.26, November 26th at 0114. Wherever, it's going to make a heterodyne if anyone's on 9600 even. The transmitter location of the weak frequency of Cuban clandestine Radio Republica remains a mystery on 5954.1. For a while, I thought it had disappeared, as Cuban jamming has stepped up on the frequencies, starting just before 23 UT. But then I was again able to detect 5954.1 before that started as early as 2223 with continuous light vocal music. It doesn't sound like Radio Republica programming, so perhaps they're just warming up. But if someone can monitor that earlier, maybe as early as 2200, there might be clues as to where it's coming from. Medium wave DXers in New England, we're hearing a Spanish station off frequency above 630 kilohertz. At first it was thought to be a Cuban, but it turned out to be Radio Nacional de Venezuela. The mistake is understandable since Cubans and Venezuelans are sounding more and more alike. Mark DeLorenzo in Massachusetts reports to WTFDA it was on 631.27 at 0549 November 23rd. Bruce Conti in New Hampshire, National Radio Club, refined it to 631.276, November 5th at 0240. IDs were heard as Radio Nacional de Venezuela, but they were still wondering if it was a Cuban medium wave relay, in addition to the shortwave relays they do of Venezuela. However, Adan Gonzalez in Venezuela was hearing the same thing in the middle of the day at 1708 UT. He measured it on 631.26. November 24th at 1708, and says it's definitely Canal Informativo de Radio Nacional de Venezuela. At least one of those Cuban shortwave relays of Venezuela has an interference problem. As soon as I found WEWN on 11875 in the new season, in the 1400 UTR, I figured there would be a collision on Sundays when Alo Presidente is also on 11875, among other frequencies from Cuba. And indeed, they are colliding, at least during that 1 hour, as I confirmed November 18th. In the Condish list, Rafael Rodriguez in Bogota, Colombia, reports the reactivation of Radio CRI in Ecuador on 3380, November 23rd from 2340, until it went off the air around 0100. CRI stands for Centro Radiofónico de Imbabura. It's in the city of Ibarra. It was active until a few years ago, as reported by the late Bjorn Malm in Ecuador. Dario Monferrini dug up those reports, dating from January and February of 04, also on the second harmonic, 6760.14. However, Rafael Rodriguez says they were not heard following his initial reception, so it's not clear if that was a one-off test or whether they will be back to stay, but keep an ear on 3380. Manuel Mendez in Spain reports hearing the Galapagos program on HCJB in Spanish, 21455, until 1200 UT, November 24th. Since we can't find any program schedule of shortwave broadcasts from HCJB in Spanish, this info is of great value. We'd like to keep track of that interesting little program. So it's apparently scheduled Saturdays at 11:45. Here, the better frequency by far is 11960, and they're also on 11690. The Galapagos, also known in Ecuador as our Columbus Archipelago. A very good signal in Arabic is heard on 12025 until closing at 21:45. After RCI interval signal and IDs, but it's not an RCI program. Instead, it's an HCJB program. A rather convoluted this relaying that. It's via Merlin, via Sackville, and HCJB may not even be aware of the current transmitter site. They do not publish, that we have been able to find, a complete schedule of all their broadcasts, including Arabic, via relay sites. And during the A season, this 21 UT broadcast in Arabic is via the UK. There is, however, a bit of news stashed in the HCJB site reminding us of what it probably is, although no details. Radio Al-Mahaba meaning Radio Love, an Arabic satellite network, also on shortwave during this period. Last week, we reported that ELWA had resumed 4760. They were on the air for a while for tests. We heard again from John Stanley at the station, who said they were off the air during the following weekend, but they expected to be back testing their other frequency, 6070, the following Monday or Tuesday, meaning November 26th or 27th. No reports of that have come in yet. But also check 4760 for regular broadcasts until 2300. Brian Alexander and I hear a service for Liberia, originating there apparently Star Radio, but transmitted via Ascension. It's at 07UT on 9525 and also providing a good signal in North America. However, on at least one occasion, Brian heard instead, at that time on that frequency, Radio Okapi. That's the French broadcast for the Congo DR. Apparently quite a mix-up in program feeding. The two stations are related through the Hirondelle Foundation. After the Okapi program, or halfway through it perhaps, November 22nd, they switched to the usual other program for Sierra Leone, Radio CTN, at 07:30. Arnaldo Sline in Argentina found some news on the web from an Equatorial Guinea news site, which may explain why we had a report last week that their shortwave frequencies, 6250 and 5005, had been reactivated. It was dated October 21st and said they had a new 20-kilowatt transmitter located at a place called SEMU, S-E-M-U. Well, 20 kilowatts is nothing much to brag about, but they also have a new antenna. It's actually the transmitter site for Malabo, according to Ian Baxter on the shortwave site's Yahoo group. While there have been several reports of Radio Nacional Bata on 5005, such as November 22nd, signing on at 0459 per Brian Alexander, Pennsylvania, and November 23rd, as late as 2235 per Scott Barber in New Hampshire, there have not been so many reports of 6250 Radio Nacional Malabo. In fact, we thought the only date this had been heard was November 17th, but here comes another one on November 19th from Jim Evans in Tennessee, and then that's a flash sheet at 0601. But no reports have reached us since that date, and we've not found it on in the evening, which is just as well, since it would collide with Cairo's European service on 6250. Christer Brunström in Sweden, Shortwave Bulletin, reports what is apparently Radio Africa, the evangelical broker time station in Equatorial Guinea, on 15190, November 25th at 0900. It's hard to get a definite ID from this, however, but it is the only station listed on that frequency at that time, unlike an hour later at 1000 when there's China Radio International in English. From the site of Jean-Michel Aubier, news from CAMER.BE, that Libyan Jamahiriya Broadcasting has now purchased controlling interest in Africa Number 1 Gabon to the tune of 52%. No further jamming noted. Maybe none is necessary, but if anyone else tries a clandestine shortwave broadcast to Libya, those transmitters are now in the hands of Libya for further jamming. Standard disclaimer, you're listening to the 1384th World of Radio. Our address, WORADIO at yahoo.com, or P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK, 73702 USA. Our website for much more info, worldofradio.org. By the way, some may be wondering whether we publish anything on paper. No, we do not. We have not for many years. Everything is available free from our website. I'm glad to note that my remark last week about our WWCR broadcast, Saturday at 17:30 on 12160, being replaced by something else, is no longer correct. As of last week, we're back on that time and frequency. We've been monitoring Deutsche Welle's Amharic service every day at 14UT to see how the jamming situation is doing. It started off on only two frequencies, then they added a third, and now they've added a fourth for obvious reasons, to spread out the jamming, and the latest frequency is 15620. It's the best one heard here. We suspect the site may be soonish Portugal, but that's not yet clear. It's either that or Rwanda, probably. The others are hit by white noise jamming, among other sounds heard by Wolfgang Büschel. On November 22nd, I happened to hear an English broadcast from Deutsche Welle about this subject, interviewing the head of the Amharic service. He said that there was also jamming against three of the five Amharic frequencies of Voice of America. Deutsche Welle was not pointing fingers at who was behind the jamming, but the director had written to the Ethiopian ambassador in Berlin asking him to look into it. There's a lot more background to this in recent issues of DX Listening Digest. As for Deutsche Welle's complete list of frequencies at 14 in Amharic, Wolfgang Büschel says 11645 and 15660 are Rwanda. 15640 is Sri Lanka. That's the one we do not hear over here. Noel Green in England says 15620 is the best frequency there. Cannot be sure if it is being jammed. As for the jamming of VOA's Amharic service, which is at 18 UT, Kim Andrew Elliott put up some clips of the jamming heard there on his website, and there was a story at voanews.com by Peter Heinlein, which says that all five VOA shortwave frequencies in Amharic are being jammed. Who else broadcasts in Amharic and might be jammed as well? According to the ADDX file of broadcasts by language, VOA and Deutsche Welle are the only major broadcasters still using the Amharic language, unless you include a broadcast from Israel on two frequencies at 19 UT on 6985 and 9345. There are other Amharic broadcasts, but they're all by various religious broadcasters, which I assume would have a lower priority to be jammed. Now we have a number of reports of broadcasts from Ethiopia. Roger Chambers in New York has been hearing Radio Ethiopia on 7110 with what he calls a very strange fusion music at 2035 UT, November 23rd, off the air at 2100. Also heard the next day at the same time. Bernie O'Shea in Ottawa is also hearing that frequency between 19 and 21. And Radio Fana on 6110, very strong, on top of BBC Arabic until off at 2101. Chris Greenway points out an article in allafrica.com that Radio Fana celebrated its 12th birthday by expanding hours from 11 a day to 18, and also is moving into a new 11-story building. The story somehow correlates the expansion of airtime with a higher building. I don't quite understand. And here's another log of Radio Ethiopia from Brian Alexander, 9704.18, from 2005 to sign off at 2100, November 24th, with what he calls neat-sounding local pop music. Now to Sudan, we finally have confirmation that Miraya FM 9825 shifted its schedule to the originally planned 15 to 18 UT. Koji Hashimoto in Japan, Japan Premium, reported it signing on at 1500 as of November 11th in English and Arabic. Zaharias Liangas in Greece was hearing it past 1610 on November 23rd, and Patrick Robich in Austria was hearing it until 1800 UT. DX Mix News Bulgaria provides frequency change for the BBC Darfur Salam service in Arabic. It's at 05 to 530 UT. 6015 via Austria has been replaced by 5950 Skelton and remains on another Skelton frequency in England, 6035. The Southern Sudan Interactive Radio Instruction has been monitored by Brian Alexander, Pennsylvania. These are English lessons on Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday only at 14 to 1428 or 29. They're two different frequencies, but they're not in parallel. Different lessons. 15390 via Armavir, Russia, and 15675 via Meyerton, South Africa. Listen for the doorbell sound every so often. Better signal from South Africa. The separate Sudan Radio Service fails to put a shortwave schedule on its website anymore. Lucio Otavio Bobrovich in Brazil has been in contact with the station and was able to get a schedule, which he put together with the language schedule, which is on the website. So we think this is how English is now broadcast. And the first one has been reported frequently in North America, Monday to Friday, 03 to 03:30, 5975. That one is via Rwanda. Also weekdays at 05:30 to 06 on 13720 and 9560, they said. However, HFCC indicates that's on 9525 instead. 17:30 to 18 UT, another English half hour from SRS. That's on 9840 via the UAE. On Saturdays and Sundays, there's a different English half hour at 1500 on 9840, and at that time, the frequency is via Moscow. Kevin Kelly says Radio France International, which has had live internet streams for years in French only, has finally added two multilingual streams, one of which carries the English broadcast at 14 UT. You'll find a link to it under RFI's Multi-One stream at publicradiofan.com. Dario Monferini forwards news from Peter Kruse that there would be a new broadcast from Germany by Radio 700 on shortwave 6005. This led to a great deal of discussion in primarily German language DX groups, which Kai Ludwig has been following, and a lot of controversy about where the transmitter site really is. Still not exactly clear. Jean-Michel Aubier in France heard a strong signal at 1000 UT as publicized on Saturday, November 24th on 6005. Kai Ludwig says the signal was also strong in eastern Germany. The claim by Radio 700 is that the location is Euskirchen. No further details, and it's not clear whether this is completely authorized. Ivo Ivanov in Bulgaria says it was also very strong on 6005 at 10 to 12, November 24th, but not heard on the 25th. Peter Kruse in Germany tells us he heard family radio in English from 19 to 20, November 22nd on 963 medium wave. That's the Pori, Finland frequency, which has been off the air for a while. Then Ivo Ivanov informed us they're also testing on shortwave from Finland November 21st to December 5th at 18 to 19 on 6125 and 19 to 20 on 6130. Johannan confirmed that via a remote receiver, and then there were many more reports of it. Wolfgang Büschel noted that 6130 collided with Voice of Russia, which is also putting out numerous spurs up and down the 49-meter band. Lithuania has been changing frequencies above 6.2 megahertz, including the English broadcast relayed from Iran we mentioned last week at 1930. Wolfgang Büschel says that has moved from 6265 to 6225. Furthermore, Jose Miguel Romero in Spain was hearing KBC radio from Holland relayed from Lithuania Saturday at 2200 on 6235 instead of 6255. And then on Sunday the 25th, at 2140, he was hearing KBC on yet another new frequency, 6280. The Kishinev, Moldova frequency, also known as Grigoriopol Pridnestrovia, 6240, relays Voice of Russia after 0100 to North America. But they're also on the air from 23 to midnight 45 with Radio PMR, the Pridnestrovia external service, with English at the top of the hour, then a quarter hour of French and a quarter hour of German, both at 2300 and at midnight UT. As monitored by several of us, including Mike Barraclough, Wolfgang Büschel, and myself, they have an earlier broadcast to Europe, which Edwin Southwell, World DX Club, was hearing, with the same type of language rotation, 15 minutes each, English at the top of the hour at 1900 on 7370. He also heard the same at 15, 16, 17, and 18. Dave Valco, Pennsylvania, Hardcore DX, has been pulling in some Asian stations, but he complains the modulation is very low. On 5005, what is believed to be Radio Nepal at 1131 past 1200, basically a carrier, but bits of audio. He says if they had their audio up to 100%, it would have been quite readable given the strength on November 24th. Similar situation with Bangladesh Batar on 7250, November 24th, a big S10 signal at 1227 with a carrier. He recognized the interval signal, but modulation was extremely weak. It's truly remarkable, I think, that so many shortwave stations put the money into running a big carrier, but not into modulating it properly. Why? Ron Howard in California notes that the clandestine open radio for North Korea still has not started broadcasts on the weekends, which they were planning to, only weekdays via KWHR Hawaii 9930. November 26th, between 11:12 and 11:31, he was hearing them both in Korean and in English with some news items. Port Affair and no jamming audible. If you keep checking 4910, you may hear one of the Northern Territory stations on the air long past its nominal close down at 0830. This happened again on November 25th. Chuck Bolin in Florida was hearing them at 10:30, and I was hearing them as late as 13:30. That's VL8T and Tennant Creek, but relaying Alice Springs. On Thursday, November 22nd at 19:39, I came across an unidentified language on WHRA 11785. It appears to be a tonal African language. It may be religious rather than clandestine, as they mentioned Christian, but also mentioned Darfur. Is there anything about this on the World Harvest Radio website? Of course not, and still not updated a week later, just showing English during this time period. I don't know yet whether it starts at 1900 or 1930, but if you have any chance of identifying the language, please tune in. 11785, weekdays probably around 1930. By the way, this transmission probably interferes with the Voice of Indonesia's French service to Europe on 11784.9. Lee Roberts of our affiliate, KRFP, Radio Free Moscow, says the FCC held a hearing on media consolidation in Seattle November 9th. The hall was packed, and there's audio available of it at www.reclaimthemedia.org. Furthermore, people can provide written comments on the FCC proposal to allow corporations to own Metro Daily newspapers plus TV and radio in the same market. Comments are welcome until Tuesday, December 11th. Go to www.stopbigmedia.com. Commissioner Martin plans to eliminate cross-ownership rules in the nation's 20 largest markets. The commission to vote on that December 18th. Via KimAndrewElliott.com, the BBC World Service now has a 24-hour relay in Salt Lake City. No digital radio required, thanks to public radio station KCPW on 1010 AM. It's 50 kilowatts in the daytime, but very low power at night. William Hassig and Bill Dvorak report there's been a frequency swap in Chicago. Chicago's Progressive Talk, WCPT, has moved to 820, formerly WAIT. The propagation outlook from Boulder issued November 27th. ANK indices only 5 and 2 through December 10th, then up to 10 and 3 for 3 days, and peaking at 20 and 5 on December 17th. Solar flux dipping to 68 until December 5th, when it's back up to 70 through the 14th. And that's World of Radio 1384, with a standard disclaimer. Glenn Hauser inviting you back next week.